It is good to have you with us today here at Covenant of Grace. Thank you for each and every one of you who have been participants in this lesson series, Christ in Session. Many years ago, I received this as a revelation, and God is blessed. And Bob Mumford brought this to my attention, and this series can really help you and I as we try to take hold of what the church is and how we can be a blessing and see the church in its true view. And I pray you've already received some of that revelation, knowledge, and understanding as we've gone through these lesson series. I really enjoyed that song, God is Good, by the way. I love when we sing this song, God is Good, all the time. You know, it's true, isn't it? And he certainly has been good to us here at CGMF, despite what we think or see sometimes going on in our lives and the pressure points that take place. God helps us and can anoint us to respond correctly if we'll avail to the Holy Spirit and to the inner character of God that's within us through the righteousness of Christ that's been imputed to us through Calvary. For you who have not been in any of these sessions, we've just finished up preparation for Jesus' departure. The first chapter of this book, Session, or Christ in Session by Bob Mumford, we've been using as a backdrop for these lesson series. First talked about problem, shadow or substance, then second of all, preparation for Jesus' departure. Today we want to talk about program for the operation. When we finished up the last lesson, though, we were talking about the whole Christ and how that needs to come into view, and we have to understand it so that we can move on in how Christ ministers and will envelop and work through his church. We used 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10 as a backdrop for part of this lesson. And we spoke about, for unto one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. And we talked about the nine fruits of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, and the fivefold ministry, all which bring about that whole Christ that wants to be revealed and for us to emulate, live out, and express in our daily hearts and lives. Galatians 5, 21 through 22 talks about that character, or the character of Christ, and the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10 talks about the power gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation, and then authority, where you have the fivefold ministry in effect: apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And we talked about that whole Christ and its importance and how unlimited it is what Christ can do through us if we can allow the whole Christ to be evident within the church. But the church is filled with diversity, and the church is filled with various people with various giftings. And each and every one of us are interdependent upon one another. And so if the whole body of Christ can work in sync, or get it together, we can really see the anointing, the power of God. I like it sometimes when I go to meetings, and many of our groups here at Covenant of Grace are this way, but we have people from all sorts of persuasions, but we've come under the banner of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and each and every one of us might have different preferences and things, but yet we understand that God is one. We understand that Jesus is Lord. We understand the work that he's doing and the blood of Jesus. And we come in under the umbrella, not of the banner of an organization, but under the grace of God in Christ. And we see the work of the Holy Spirit at work as he outpours his Holy Spirit. The work of Pentecost, the work of the charismatic movement, the work of what God's doing in the Holy Spirit is to bring us together and to see within the different parts all that God has given us, and to be able to bring it together and give revelation and strength one to another to see the work and the relationship of God be expressed to the world. That relationship being Christ in us, the hope of glory, and the fellowship we have with him that would attract people to the truth and recognize Him as Messiah and Lord. Today we want to talk about the operation that God wants to perform within the church. Now that we see the whole Christ within the nine fruits, the nine gifts, and the fivefold ministry, our next step is to try to understand how He functions. The whole Christ in operation is Christ in session. And it involves you and me today in our uniqueness and our diverse ways, sharing together God's love and what the Lord is putting upon our hearts and ministering Christ. Webster defines session as the sitting together or meeting of a group, assembly or court, legislature or council, a day-to-day series of such meetings. This is the picture of the church. This is the picture of us coming together in heavenly places. This is the picture of us sharing together house to house. And when we do, to glorify God and try to bear witness of Him. The words action and operation also picture Christ in session. It is Christ acting and operating through His divinely ordained and constituted body here on the earth. The members of the body are a vested group with authority and power. And we talked about authority for a while there in our last lesson. And that authority is necessary. And some of the body of Christ really understands the authority. And so they get it, and they understand they have it really well organized. The authority of the church, the fivefold ministry. But then they miss it on the gifts. And they don't let the gifts of God in operation. And so they miss out on that intimacy and the power of God or revelation. And then there's those who, hey, you know, they're great on the fruits of the Spirit. They can live out the character of Christ. But yet so much of the other things in operation within the commonality of the church, they don't see in fruition. But when we can bring it together, when we can house it as one, or when we can share it together and to begin to experiment together, if you will, we see God work with us in such a tremendous way and help us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ in His divine operation. God wants us to understand our responsibilities, but also wants to take in the revelation He wants to share with the church, that we all might be one. We must be the kingdom of God in action in the earth. All of the day-to-day and century-by-century kingdom business is carried out through His body, us, the church, by the power of the Holy Spirit that's been invested in us. Did you know the Holy Spirit was invested in you for a purpose under heaven? Invested to become within you that powerhouse that would allow you to be the witnesses of God, that the character of Christ would be within you, that the gifts of the Spirit could become evident, and that you can be a part of what God is doing in the ministry, sharing one with another, even if you aren't, quote, a pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, etc. Christ in session is not limited to a preacher standing in a pulpit on a given day or at set times, nor is it missionaries carrying out the good news on a foreign soil. These are man-made limitations placed upon our minds, limitations God does not want us to get stuck in a corner with. He wants us to know that we all are participants. There are no spectators in the body of Christ. And you all have a place in God's work. You know, sometimes I see people being used in the gift of the Spirit that I would, in particular, if I was the Lord, probably wouldn't use. But you know, God knows best. And He knows what He's trying to develop through that person, maybe the confidence He's trying to give them. We need to recognize that we all have a place in the purpose of God, and not just a place in the purpose of God, but that we have a place to share together, to encourage one another in the purpose of God. It is my conviction that God has designed the body so that we need each other. Every member must be involved. There are to be no spectators. There is a gift and a calling for every man and woman, even the people I don't appreciate, and to whom I would not give spiritual endowments if I were the one dispersing them. In fact, that is where the excitement begins for each and every one of us here today. It's not in what we think. It's not in what I feel. But it's in Him. I live and move and have my being. And it's within the church and the vernacular and the purpose of God's grace that He is allowed to work through us. And when He does, we learn a lot. And He expresses His love to and through the body of Christ. To know His ways means we have to learn some things. Just as the disciples needed to be taught the implications of Jesus' departure and return, so we need to investigate truths that may have been vague and puzzling. His program, folks, must be understood. His program must be understood. If we're going to be a success here on the earth, the church, we've got to understand his program. We mentioned previously that the word, or English word, another, really had two meanings in the Greek. Allos, another of the same kind, and heteros, another of a different kind. In 1 Corinthians 12, 7-12, the word another is used 8 times. The exchange of these two Greek words shows us that God divided the spiritual gifts not only among those who were of a similar kind in understanding, but also among those who were different in makeup and outlook. The Lord did this purposely in order to force us to appreciate one another. You know, that God's in the business of forcing us to appreciate one another. There's sometimes I take a pastor friend of mine and have them meet somebody of a totally different religious persuasion. Say, hey, this guy's a blessing, and you know, such and such and such and such. And I try to get them to bond with that person because I believe there can be something that will rub off in the presence of God with them. I'm sharing a blessing, even though sometimes people don't see it as a blessing. But if we will allow the Lord to minister in such a way, God can work in such a powerful way. But the Lord wants us to recognize one another and to grow in spiritual unity. And we need to share one another with one another in the body of Christ. We need every single member of the body of Christ for complete operation in this day and hour. Everyone comes to God through Jesus Christ and is baptized in the Holy Spirit and has a place and a function in the body of Christ. Listen to this. This has come from the Word of God, of course. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another of a different kind of faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another of a different kind of diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Notice, he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Let him do the work to minister through us and use us severally as he wills. And you and I need to understand that we're in this together, that we're all pulling on the rope, we're all trying to climb the hill, we're all trying to go through the fire together. You're not alone, brother and sister. You're not alone. And I want you to know today, no matter what you're struggling with, you are not alone. You have prayer partners. You have a friend in Christ. You have people here and in the body who God, through his Holy Spirit, can help to anoint to be a blessing to you today. Let's not have our head in the sand and just try to go along in our life and think everything is surrounding me, my world, what's going on with me? But begin to share and care one for another as the Lord desires. Then we'll be that church in operation that God wants. Notice the unity that is shown here in the scripture, but diversity. Notice also that the Spirit gives as he wills, not as I personally would. One of the problems in the church of Corinth, where this passage is from, were that there was divisions amongst them that Paul was trying to deal with, that the members were scattered and separated in so many ways. God knows that it is not in man's nature to get along with each other. Therefore, he has divided the gifts. I want to say that again. God knows that it is not in man's nature to get along with each other. Therefore, he has divided the gifts. It's not in us to get along. That's why sometimes you see dictators in countries or governments forcing people to do things in countries or churches with very strong administrative pastors to try to get people to get along. But what we need to do is allow the Holy Spirit to help us to have the heart of God, the character of Christ, so that we will dwell together in heavenly places and we will allow the Lord to minister as he wills. I'm going to shock you a bit, at least some of you, but here we go. Some of you have heard me say this before. Get it. I am convinced that he has divided truth at times in the body of Christ for a reason. Each denomination and segment of the Christian church has a certain emphasis of truth, and each particular aspect of the truth needs to be examined, shared, and received by the whole body of Christ. Many of us will not yield to what God is doing because we have managed to climb a doctrinal branch of the truth, preventing our seeing the whole tree. Did you get that? We have managed to climb a doctrinal branch of the truth, preventing our seeing the whole tree. Let's be honest with one another. We do it. Man, when I was in a particular fellowship, I thought I had it all. I went to Bible school, I thought I had it all. But then God opened my eyes. I don't have it all. I'm learning and growing. But he's given me a portion, and I built upon. And he wants us to build upon our most holy faith. But he wants us to respect and to see the whole counsel of God's word. The whole counsel of God's word. Maturity comes by learning to understand what it means to be fed on the whole counsel of God's word. Man, I've received something from my Baptist friends. I've received something from my United Pentecostal Church friends. I've received something from my Universalist friends. Yeah, I've received something from my Reformed brethren. There are things in the Holy Spirit that God is doing in the work of God that we can blend and see come together, and we can minister truth that can help give revelation, restoration, and regeneration. But we're so stuck in ourselves, putting our heads in the sand, thinking we got it all, that we sometimes miss it all. Truth has been divided. It is not necessarily to subscribe to one world church organizationally. If we all join one big club, that would only result in the same problem arising with each man and woman grappling with certain questions they've had through the centuries. It is only as we are moving under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, acknowledging the diversity Paul spoke of, that we can examine, share, and receive from each other. Only God can bring spiritual unity. Only God, only the work of the Spirit can bring spiritual unity. He does so within the context of pure motives on our part. What's your motivation? What's your motivation? I had my friend John Jr. this last week ask me, what's my passion? And I knew some things in my heart, but you know, I really started to think about that. And because of sometimes the circumstances of life, that passion, circumstances of life, that passion sometimes has a flame flicker a little bit. And we need the breath of the Holy Spirit to bring it back to life. Amen. We have seen that God administers the gifts of the Spirit to so many kinds of people. He gives to those of the same kind, the elos, and to those of a different kind, the heteros. Let me give you an example, illustration of that. There was one time in a church when there were two individuals that were really used of the Spirit, but one of them truly had the gift of teaching in a certain definition and direction, and this other one had another gifting in worship and such. The Lord showed me that, hey, at this time and place, this one needs to be ministering this, and this one needs to be ministering in this dimension. And neither one of them liked that. Both of them butted heads with me. But I said to them and finally convinced them to just try it. Just try it. And you know something? It worked out. You know, sometimes your pastor, your friends, your neighbors in Christ who are working with you in the Lord might challenge you. Don't take it as a personal insult. Don't take it as, well, that's not my gift. That's not, quote, my area. Hey, God wants you to expand. God wants you to grow. And he wants you to share and learn one from another. We need to stand up in this hour and take to heart the things God challenges us with, but at the same time, using the gifts and talents we have for his ability. We need to expand, but we also need to use that which God already has embraced within our hearts and lives. We need to be loosed to service. We need to be loosed for the purposes of God, to fulfill the program that God wants within the church, and for us to minister the whole Christ to this world that we live in. You know, we're living in a day and era where so many people do not see the whole Christ because it's not being shared. It's not being expressed because we're caught up in our own little world. We're caught up in our own little clubs and we're keeping it to ourselves. But God wants us to share Jesus with those around about us. We need to remember 1 Corinthians 14:23, and God wants the whole body of Christ to come together for a beautiful purpose unto heaven. I challenge you today to consider God's program, to recognize that the church is diverse. Understand that the church has different parts, but that God has a reason for it all. And don't get caught up just in your own club mentality and stick in a corner someplace and be happy in your own little world and miss out on what God wants you to teach and express to others, just like those people in fellowship that I was the pastor with and trying to help them to learn and grow and expand as God touched me to, you know, do those things and to speak to their hearts, learned to grow in. They weren't comfortable with the assignment, but when they carried out the assignment, they were blessed. Sometimes you're not going to be comfortable in the assignment God gives you, but you will receive comfort from the Comforter and be blessed. You know, I'm being expanded in my personal walk right now. Dr. Tice asked me to minister in some new dimensions with helping with fellowship and at Focus Bible College. And I want to be a blessing. And I'm expanding and building upon that which God already has given me in some of my gifting. But some of it's all new. And the gifts of administration. I want you to know that God wants to do that. He wants us to stretch. And sometimes we get there, and I can make an excuse because of personal circumstances that have hit me this past year. Oh, brother, I'm going through a tough time. You know, I'm walking up Calvary's Road. You know, I can play the victim, you know. But you know something? In the midst of it all, if I'll take the assignment, God's going to bless me. You know, I remember when my mother passed away many years ago. And Pastor Ellis, who was my pastor at that time, came to me and said, Pat, you know, God wants you to go preach a revival in Ulysses, Kansas. And this was way out in the other end of the state. But my mother had only passed away less than a month before. And I said, no, I just, I'm still dealing with this issue with my mom and her passing. And he just looked at me and he bluntly said, you need to get back up on the saddle, continue to preach his word, and this is what God wants you to do. And I was stupid enough to believe my pastor, you know? And so I did what my pastor, my shepherd said. And you know something? To this day, I'll never forget what God taught me and how it forever changed my ministry and understand that he does the work and I don't. You know, we were having such a great move of God in the first early part of that revival that I preached that, you know, I was kind of thinking I was something. Then God humbled me during one of the meetings, and then he told me specifically, I do the work. You know something? He can do a work, but will you take up the assignment? Will you become part of the program? Will you become part of the process of God sharing the whole nature and the whole body of Christ to this world? His character, his gifts, and his ministry. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that the Word of God had its entrance in our hearts and souls in a very special way, and that we receive today the Word of God. I pray that you will continue to teach us in this lesson series, and you'll help us in our growing, in the grace and knowledge of God. And help me, Lord, to recognize that, God, you want me to see beyond my branch of my spiritual equilibrium and to recognize what you want to do in the body of Christ and help me to stretch out. Help me to bear fruit in areas that I've never bore fruit before. And help me to recognize the whole body of Christ and what I can receive, rightly dividing the word of truth and being able to share with my brothers and sisters, not being afraid to take in those who God is trying to bring into my life. And help me, Lord, to see your work be done and allow your spirit to express itself in a very special way in my heart and life as I take that work, that comforter's work in my life, and allow you to have your way. Bless and touch your people called by your name today, and help us, Lord, to go out of this place taking this word and sharing it, nurturing it, and ministering Christ in us, the hope of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope you all were blessed.